may have noticed one voice missing from that story. That would be Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game and number one superfan of the U.S. women's soccer team. He joins me on the line from London. Bill, where were you and what was it like when your girls won gold on Thursday?
Well, I was in the Albion pub, which is in the Blackfriars section of London.
Nice.
And a few other American fans and my wife and I were watching the soccer game while everybody else was watching the athletics and simply waiting for Usain Bolt to run faster than everybody else once again. But happily, we got the good result, and so did they. So everybody in the Albion pub was very happy.
Excellent. Well, we have a few things to get out of the way before we really get started, and I will remind you that you are under oath. Are you or are you not on vacation?
I'm most decidedly on vacation.
And on this vacation, have you used your position as the host of NPR's only sports program to get special access to, well, anything?
No, absolutely not. I bought tickets, and I went and sat with all the other people who had bought tickets, and boy, were my seats great. So I have much better than most press boxes I've ever been in.
So what's it like to be a regular tourist at the Olympic Games?
It's been magnificent. On Tuesday, we went and saw some gymnastics, and of course, Allie Raisman was wonderful. She won a gold medal and a bronze medal, and the crowd was very much with her, especially on the floor exercise. She was terrific. But the star of the show that day was a guy from the Netherlands named Epke Zonderland, and he just turned things upside down on the horizontal bar, and it was one of those things where the whole arena just went nuts, just watching this guy, and every move, sort of second after second, was more spectacular than the last. And I'm telling you, if that guy hadn't gotten the gold medal, the people in the building would have torn the place apart.
Well, at least according to an email you sent me, you saw, quote, some guys named LeBron and Kobe play basketball this week. Tell me, that must have been the highlight of that day, right?
No. Actually, the highlight of that day came in the previous game when Argentina beat Brazil. We're talking about Wednesday now, Wednesday evening. Argentina beat Brazil in a very close game, and the Argentinian fans went out into the concourse with their flags and their music, and they sang and danced and waved their flags until at least halftime of the U.S.-Australia game. They didn't care that Kobe Bryant was there or that LeBron James were there. They were too busy celebrating Argentina's victory.
So have you caught the Olympics bug? Will you be packing your bags for Rio in 2016?
Well, I don't know. This is it has the feel of a once-in-a-lifetime trip. It really does. And it's been fantastic fun, everything about it. But I think I'll have to take a little bit of a break and think about whether Rio is to be on the agenda. Maybe the World Cup in 2 years in Rio.
That sounds like a plan. Bill Littlefield is a U.S. women's soccer superfan, Olympic tourist, and host of Only a Game. Bill, safe travels, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Karen, and I hope you've had a great time hosting.
Oh, you know I have. Sure, there are athletic competitions, but the Olympics are also a major social event. We've collected some fun photos of fans in London in especially festive attire. Does body paint count as attire? Anyway, the photos are very social, so we are posting them in a social spot, our Facebook page. Visit facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Like the page and check out the gallery. We share cool images and interesting sports stories all week long. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And we're also on Twitter @onlyagameradio.